Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore live show. It is a Friday night, and you know what that means. Episode 347, as we continue on with our Shogun reviews, as we review episode 7. As always, this is the Nerd Gun to hear the whole show. I'm your wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful Friday evening.
Yes, sir. Friday evening, Brad, live on Twitch and YouTube and X. We're here a little bit earlier than we're supposed to be. It is WrestleMania weekend, so I'm gonna be busy with that, along with seeing my family tomorrow. So I won't have time to do this review, and I thought we'd be able to do it in the afternoon. But Brad, let me know that he's gonna be with his dad tomorrow as well. So we said, fuck it, let's just go ahead and do it here. Let's do Shogun live today on Friday, and then we'll record Invincible so that way it can go live tomorrow for you guys, and then we'll just have the rest of the weekend. Yeah. This isn't the Ring of Honor Supercard.
No, it is not.
No, and I'm glad I'm not watching that.
It is not.
No. Sorry, Stacey. Not it. Yeah. But, Brad, how are you doing today, bro?
I'm doing good. What did I do today? I watched the last episode of the season for Tokyo Vice. So season 2 was much better than season 1. So I suggest everyone to go watch that show because that show is really dope. I watched that Bray Wyatt documentary that they put out on Peacock.
Yeah.
Really good, really well done by WWE. Tearjerker for sure.
Yeah.
So if you guys love Bray Wyatt, that's one to watch.
Yeah. Did you get to see the Roman one?
No, I've not seen the Roman one yet. I saw that Bray's was up, and I was like, oh, I need to go watch that. So I went and just watched that.
Yeah.
And it's like it's a long one. It's like I think like 2 hours.
Damn.
2 hours and something minutes.
Yeah. I want to watch that, but I know that it's going to be a hard one to get through.
Yeah. Bring some tissues. So that one's rough.
They got all of them there. They got like fucking his wife. They got Bo Dallas. They got just it's.
Yeah, they got everyone that was related to Bray in some way.
Yeah. So I want to get to it. Just don't know when I'll get to it. But hopefully maybe tonight, but not too sure. But yeah, that's all you watched.
Yeah, I think I'm trying. Oh, I watched Invincible today, so yeah, I did do that.
Yeah. I went to work and I watched this episode of Shogun, and I watched the season finale of Invincible. Yeah. And I started watching the WrestleMania 40 kickoff. But
I've seen bits and pieces of that. I just saw Drew McIntyre talking shit. That's what I've seen of that so far.
Yeah. I watched during the week. I did watch the CM Punk interview with Ariel Helwani. I watched that. I watched the what's it called, Rhea Ripley one as well. But just been so much stuff this week, man. Like,
they're gonna be pouring it on. They're gonna be releasing it to Canada.
They had like. They had Punk 40. On Helwani on MMA Hour. They had Cody on MMA Hour, Rhea on MMA Hour. And then on the Pat McAfee show, they had fucking Triple H. They had Cody. They had a bunch of people on. Fucking Triple H was on Impulsive.
Did you see McAfee and Triple H do the spit take?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, it's just a lot of stuff, dude. And then, SmackDown is right now, and then later on is going to be the Hall of Fame. So I might actually just sit down and watch the Hall of Fame, just because I want to see what Paul Heyman's speech is going to be like. But yeah,
Stacy's still waiting on the Doink the Clown documentary. Me too, Stacy. Me too.
Yeah, I'm excited, Brad. I'm excited, man. It's WrestleMania weekend, dude. It's I can't believe we made it this far, man.
It's WrestleMania 40. It feels like it's taken so long to get here. Since like the Sami Zayn turn with the Bloodline and then going through all that And then, you know, the Royal Rumble, that feels like it was yesterday and we're already here.
Yeah. I know. That's crazy. Like, it's already April, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that was just in January. And it feels like we're like, wow, it just, yeah. We here, baby. Yeah, we here. We here, bro. This is crazy, man. It's happening. And, hey, man, we'll see how it goes, man. Like I said, I feel the mana. I'm excited. I'm excited. We'll see how it goes on Sunday. I have to stick to my word, man. That man does not win that title. I'm gonna have to rethink my relationship with the Federation. yeah. But yeah, man. Just been watching that stuff. I know that the Roman doc was pretty good, apparently. But yeah, that Bray Wyatt one is definitely one that I want to see.
That Bray Wyatt one's rough to get through. But yeah. I have a feeling Bo Dallas is going to be making a return sometime soon.
I hope so, bro. Like, you know, I know they've given Bo some stupid gimmicks here and there.
Well, they gave freaking Bray the Husky.
Yeah, Husky Harris.
Yeah, Husky Harris, which was horrid. Yeah.
But I have to say, like, I like Bo. Like, I think Bo is, when Bo was NXT champ, fucking awesome.
I think Bo can pick up what Bray left and run with that. I think he's got the talent for it.
All you gotta do is Bo leave, Brad.
Hey, let him in.
Yeah, bro. All you gotta do is Bo leave.
All you gotta do is Bo leave.
Yeah, bro. But that's what I got, man. Like, that's all I've had to do today. Just continuing to monitor Maya to make sure that she's okay. Because she got hurt. But
yeah.
Other than that, not much else going on, Brad. Not much else going on here. I'm very excited for this weekend, bro. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. But yeah, dude, we're gonna be talking about Shogun episode 7. We're 3 episodes away from the end. And very, very.
Wow,
very...
we still have 3 episodes.
Yeah.
I thought we only had like 1 or 2 left, honestly. Because
no, this is 10 episodes, right?
This is getting real juicy.
Fuck yeah, it is, man. Yeah, it is. But it's coming to an end, Brad. But fuck, man. Yeah, I'm excited. So might as well just get into it, Brad. Let's not keep them waiting. So however I do, if you have not watched this week's episode of Shogun, please get out of here if you care about spoilers. But if you don't care about spoilers, or you've already seen the episode, go ahead and stay. Either way, how it goes, it's your one and only spoiler warning. Brad, get that banner ready in a 5, 4. Oh, wait, hold on. I got the wrong noise pulled up. Here we go. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Oh, man. Yeah. All right, Brad.
That's the most difficult job I have right there is to click on the banner.
Yeah. You just got it. What's going on? Sorry, Brad. It's the most difficult job.
Most difficult job.
Episode 7, titled A Stick of Time. And the synopsis reads, outplayed by AW. Outplayed by new alliances.
Outplayed by MJF up in there.
Yeah. Outplayed by new alliances in Osaka. Torunaga is forced to carve out a new deal with a long-lost family member. Episode is directed by Takeshi Fukunaga. And... this episode is written by Emily Yoshida and edited by, the story is edited by Kellen Puente and Megan Huang. And of course, starring Hiroyuki Sanada, Cosmo Jarvis, Anna Sawai, Taranobu Asano, Takuma Nishika, Nishioika, Yuki Kura, and many more. Yep. Brad. Quite the episode. We're in there now.
Mm-hmm.
We're in there. Mm-hmm. I think the game is being played. The game is being played.
By who and who's gonna win? I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like all roads have been blocked for Torunaga, but it's Torunaga.
If before you thought that Torunaga had his back against the wall, I think now more than ever it is against the wall. So first of all, it's of course they're gonna go to war.
Mm-hmm.
And Torunaga looks like he wants to kind of do some sort of alliance with his brother. So he what's it called?
His brother he hasn't like talked to in apparently forever.
Yeah. But we actually, what's it called? So he actually, you know, pulls up. We see a flashback of like of Torunaga's first battle he had ever, what's it called, done. And this episode is a very political one because the brother seems like he kind of wants to get more out of Torunaga than what he's
before we go into that, can we just talk about the brother's fit?
Like, oh, yeah. Fucking
like iced. The drip. Just
dripping. Dripping, bro.
Just goddamn.
Yeah.
I thought Torunaga had style. His brother's got it.
Yeah, bro. Bro's got it, bro. He's got the juice. He's got the juice. What's it called?
Stacy says it's like a game over a throne. Somehow, someone should train like that title.
Yep.
George, I'm talking to you.
But yeah, it looks like Torunaga's brother really wants to get some sort of political play here and be able to get something more out of him than he can. Mm-hmm. The son is kind of being manipulated on the side over here and kind of telling you like, look what happened. Like, look at what your dad is putting you up against now. And like, you know, and he's kind of, what's it called? Trying to be like lured to do like to act out. And, I mean, we're going to talk about that later, but, yeah, quite the episode. Brad, what are your initial thoughts?
I'm going to say this episode, I think, took us all to the Willow World. I think it was that good. This is probably my favorite episode, I think, out of the what we've seen. But yeah, this episode is crazy. We get to see Blackthorn basically tell all of them to fuck off in this episode. Which, I don't know, is a ploy or if he really just lost his cool and was like, call you.
I love that scene, Brad, because like everybody's ready to basically say, like, everyone is being yes men and they're like, yes,
yeah, we're ready to die.
Yeah, let's just do it, Torunaga, go and surrender. And Blackthorn's like, fuck all that.
Yeah, like, what the hell, I got a ship with cannons, you assholes.
He goes like, I don't give a fuck about what you guys think, I don't give a fuck of what you guys have planned here. Let's go, we're not gonna fucking surrender.
Yeah, fuck all y'all.
And Blackthorn has a point. He 100% has a point. Like, guys, like, don't give up before you even start this shit. Like, this, like, it's there, guys. Like, what's it called? Your resources are there. Use it.
Exactly.
Brad, I thought this episode was fantastic. I loved this episode too. I loved it. From the political play at hand, the moments with that guy and the what's it called? And the prostitute, love that scene as well.
I mean, I gotta give it to the mama son. I forget her name. If it's like, is it Jin or Jean or I forget what her. But that meeting with Torunaga, where literally it's a stick of time. Like, I thought it was just like a saying, but it's a little stick lit on fire. That's the time she has, and I'm just like, huh, okay. I guess that's where that comes from. But I think, like there's so many political activities going on in this, along with a lot of the flashback, the action scenes. Mm-hmm. You have the one daimyo committing, seppuku, and they don't like go away from that. They actually show like the intestines coming out. I'm like,
like gutting himself.
Well, and I told my wife this because I watched Tokyo Vice, and they get to a portion, and you know, someone commits seppuku, and they go away from it. They don't actually show it going through. I'm like, that would have been a really cool scene just to kind of show.
Yeah.
Like that whole thing. But two different shows. So I get it. But yeah, this, I mean, Blackthorn, I mean, you got Buntoro's whole issue where, you know, he wants to basically have permission to kill Blackthorn.
Yeah.
And then Torunaga's like, well, if that's the case, then you have to kill your wife too. And he cannot do it.
Yeah. And like everybody is starting to like, that's like Buntaro is the one that's the most like, but you're just like, they're starting to see that, like, what's going on with this, what's going on, guy? Like, even the one dude says, like, we made a mistake the moment we let that barbarian ship, like, come in. Like, I wish we could go back to, like, before this even happened.
Yeah, before everything was so nice and breezy and easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're all blaming Blackthorn. It really isn't Blackthorn's fault. If anything, Blackthorn's kept Torunaga alive this whole time.
If anything, Blackthorn is the reason, like, some of y'all are, like, even still alive. Like,
yeah.
Unless for Blackthorn, like,
most of y'all be dead.
Most of y'all will be dead. Like, the moment that assassination attempt started, like, was attempted.
Because, like, if we go through it, Blackthorn saved Torunaga by basically, you know, saying that they shouldn't look at the women, or to some effect, he was bluffing in that. Saved him in the earthquake. I don't know. You know, saved him in the ship. He got him on the ship. Yeah. So, yeah, Blackthorn is just too valuable. He's like a good luck charm at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. But everybody wants to get rid of him, bro. Like, nobody, what's it called? Nobody seems to be, what's it called? Wind him around.
The only one who wants to leave is Blackthorn.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, Bontaro seems to have, like, a really massive problem with the guy.
But his explanation, Torunaga, isn't the greatest, too. He's like, the barbarian's making eyes at my wife. It's that's not a good enough reason to, like, go off and kill someone, man.
I'm not going to let you kill the guy just because he's looking at your girl. Like,
yeah.
It's almost like Torunaga said, like, dude, she's hot, bro. What do you want him to do?
Like, what do you fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
I got things on my mind. Like, I'm about to be killed off by my own brother.
But you see, it's like, Bontaro is like, Bontaro, you either don't like this woman, and you married her just out of, like, you know, because you felt bad and, like, necessity, or you actually want this woman. Like, do you, like, there's something that's not clicking there with this character.
These characters are just complicated at this point. None of them can make a decision, I think, except for Blackthorn.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just seems that, like, nobody can make a decision. And Torunaga, like, it's not looking good, buddy. It's not looking good.
No, but then again, you go off what Blackthorn says when he's leaving. He's like, you know, Torunaga, the greatest at playing games. He kind of says that in a sarcastic tone. But it's kind of like, is he saying that just – is he playing this? Is he playing everyone just to get out there and get to his ship? Is this something that's been planned?
I don't know.
That's the big question that's up in the air, is because they just took, like, one of the main characters off the screen to the side, and we can't see what he's doing. And before that, it sounded like Torunaga was probably going to have a sit down with Blackthorn while everyone was away.
Yeah. And but I was going to say, Brad, like, the training scene with the swords, like,
Blackthorn. Oh, yeah, just getting, I mean, like, what did he expect? Like, he knew, let's be real here, they knew, like, he has no way of holding a sword, a sword.
He has no fucking, what's it called?
No, he's not that kind of pirate.
No, he's not that kind of pirate. Come on, man. I thought that scene was good, too. I really like this episode, bro. I think that, I especially like the ending, like it. But what I had to say was, to me, was my favorite scene, the best scene, especially with the writing was, and the directing was, with Torunaga and his brother. And when he's talking, the brother's talking to the son, and he's kind of like, you know, he's in a way, he's saying, like, yes, Torunaga, like, I would like for us to get this moving. Like, I don't forget, like, this is also pertaining to me. It's not just only about you. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, what's it called, embarrasses him in front of his son.
Well, he tries to.
I think
what's funny is, and we've learned this more into the episode, that Torunaga, he didn't care about, like, himself shitting the horse, like, whatever. He really didn't care about that. Although when his brother said, I felt bad for the horse, I did laugh. his brother is a good character. Psyche, he's a good character, written character. But I think Torunaga, then bringing back to when he was the little warlord, I think those story hurt him more.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, he told him, like, why would you let him tell the story? And he's like, I'm sorry, I mean, like, we didn't know about the, what's it called, the shit. And he's like, not that one.
Like the other one.
Yeah.
Who would ask a kid to be a second? It took me nine times to lop off his head. It's like,
yeah. it's true. It's like, you know, like, okay, something like that is like childish about pooping. Like, whatever, who cares? Like, messing up.
And he was like, what, seven or six or something?
Yeah. But like, you know, messing up when it comes to something big like that, like the other, with the other
stories. And just, you know, being, how old was he? 12?
Yeah.
And having to take a man's life and, you know, just, and he's still like, we go like those flashbacks and you know that those images are just burning his mind.
Yeah. That's where the honor is hurt. Like that's really where he's like, really feels like he's really embarrassed.
Yeah.
So I just, like I said, man, I think this episode was fucking fantastic, man. I think this episode was so good. I love that scene. I love how great, like, edited it is, the fucking directing. And I love that, like, Mariko's translating it to Blackthorn. And you're getting those cuts to, like, to Bantaro, and he's looking at him like, I don't want you here. Like,
well, and you have the other character. I think is that the nephew?
Yes, the nephew.
I think it's the nephew talking shit to Bantaro, trying to like, he's trying to goad him into doing something.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, that dude's kind of a shithead. He's been a shithead this whole season.
Yep. Pretty much. Right. Yep. But, yeah, man. And then what's it called? The moment when Mariko and Toranaga are speaking and she's like, he's bringing all these stuff. And Mariko's like, well, then just here, do it. Like, kill me. Like Mariko don't really want to be around anymore.
Mariko hasn't wanted to be around for a while. Like,
yeah,
she didn't, it didn't sound like she wanted to get married to Bantaro. Didn't sound like Bantaro didn't want to get married to her, but it was a whole family thing. But I love that. I like that scene because Toranaga just brushes her off.
And he's like, are you stupid or something? Like, no. Like, how would I do that?
I'm like, yeah. Then how am I supposed to communicate with the dude with the ships and the cannons?
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
you know, but
like,
that's the thing. Nobody knows his plans because he doesn't look like he has a plan. And I mean,
I feel like he does though,
well,
man.
But well, that's the feeling I get. But that's mostly because in the scene, I love the one scene where, you know, the brother is blocked off all road access and you open up and it's Toranaga in this wood with fogs and he's just staring and, you know, he's kind of just like, and everybody's like, oh, he's thinking up a plan. Look, he's thinking up a plan. And then he doesn't like say anything about a plan. It's like he doesn't let it known to anyone. And it goes through the whole episode until, again, we get to the Mama-san. And she basically, I'm thinking, like, tells the whole plan. Because he's sitting there, and he just, like, he just basically tells her to get lost. But then he gives her what she asked for in his will. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Yeah.
He did that. So I'm like, okay. That she must have called it. She must have called that bluff.
Yeah, but wonderful episode, Brad. I loved it. I think we're really getting to the meat and bones here, and I'm really enjoying it.
And we still haven't talked about the end.
I knew that kid was gonna act up.
I knew the kid was gonna die at some point in the season. Like there was like, cause he runs head first. I didn't realize just how much running head first would occur.
I had a feeling that this kid was going to act up and I knew that he was going to do something stupid. And when I saw him charging to him, I was like, don't, you're going to make it worse for your dad, bro.
Well, and you're about to make it worse. He had his uncle on the ropes, dead to rights. And the world had and fate, destiny, whatever you want to call it, had a whole different story in mind.
Yeah.
And I just love the last thing Toranaga's brother says. And it's like, what's beautiful in this? Because he's in the Willow world. He's like, what the hell?
Yeah. It's fucking fantastic.
Oh, and they just lingered on that death too.
Oh yeah, and that shot, the final shot is
and just the last of the air coming. It's just like, oh god.
Yep. Fantastic, man. And I love that final shot. But so what do you think, Brad? Like, this is gonna be this is gonna have some serious repercussions.
Oh, for sure.
Massive. But I part of me wonders, Brad, would it be worse repercussions than him killing his uncle?
I think had he succeeded in killing his uncle, there would have been worse repercussions. Because again, that's not honorable. And everything we've seen has to do with honor, and things get worse when you don't do things with honor. Look at this kid's death. He's the one who ordered the cannons on Ishido's men, and he dies in this way, which is very much without honor. He's just bleeding out into a pond. So I think it would have been worse, because I think just with Torunaga's brother still alive, I feel like if Torunaga's brother had died, his men would have just started just killing people.
Yeah.
Right there and then.
So we're it's not looking good for Torunaga, Brad.
It doesn't look good, but I feel like that character is smarter than
we're being. He's got to have something up his sleeve, Brad.
Well, the last two episodes, Torunaga has not looked smart at all. Yeah. And just from the very first few episodes, we know he's smart. We know he's smarter than, you know, he's appearing right now. So my thing is, I think he has a plan. He's made a plan, Thorn. And we're probably about to see a ship go off with cannons.
And like, I'm thinking, because that shot where we kind of lingered a little bit on the boats, like I wonder if Blackthorn's got something up his sleeve too. Like,
well, he might be looking at those and might be like, you know, hey, if I can have a fleet.
Because he's been playing them, Brad. What fucking.
Yeah. No, crazy. I don't know. Well, I don't know if, you know, he's had any agreement with his brother. His brother did betray him. That's the thing with this show. We don't know. It's up in the air.
Don't know.
And that's what's so great about this episode in particular is, you know, everything had kind of been going well for Torunaga. And then we get to this, other than the earthquake. And I don't know. Who knows? We don't know which way this is going to head.
Yeah, we're not.
Unless you read the book. Yeah. I read the book like 20, 25 years ago. So
it's been a long time, Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but God, man, just great episode, man.
Best episode of the season so far.
I felt like the pacing was there. It kept going, and it wasn't really stopping, and it wasn't going too fast, but it wasn't going too slow. I really liked that, and like we gave some good spotlights to you know, some of those background characters that are still like being used, but we're.
I feel like the only one who didn't get too much spotlight was Mariko.
Yeah,
she did get a little bit though.
To be fair, like this has been heavily on Mariko the whole fucking season. Like,
it's true. So you kind of So she could have been a little in the background in this one anyway.
I'm gonna go again with another 9 out of 10, Brad. Fantastic episode. I love this episode. And I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready to go. This is getting really good. And I'm really excited for where we're going. Brad, what's your final verdict?
I've been given 9 out of 10s on all these episodes. So I'll up this one to a 9.75.
We're getting there, right, Brad?
Getting there. We're almost there. I feel like these last three, they might get there.
Yeah. Man, I'm excited, man. It looks like it's gonna get fucking good.
Considering 9 on Wikipedia, I'm not gonna read the title so I don't spoil for anyone.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, because people can go.
Yeah, don't do that.
If you have Wikipedia, you can go look what it says. I'm not gonna spoil it for you. Yeah.
No, don't do that, bro. But yeah, that concludes our review of Shogun Episode 7. As always, we thank you all so much for joining us. Please check us out on thenerdcore.com, Twitter at @thenerdcore_, Instagram and Threads at @thenerdcore, TikTok at @thenerdcore, Patreon.com/thenerdcore at the $1 tier. You get the episodes of the main show, the Nerdcore podcast, live.
That's a whole different one.
Live and direct, what's it called, on Patreon. And you can chat with us and you can comment stuff. And those episodes will go live on Monday and on Tuesday and on Saturday. And of course, you have other episodes that we record for extra reviews that are on there early for everybody else to watch. Super excited for what's coming, man. Discord link is in the description below if you want to discuss about how excited you are and how much you've been enjoying Shogun. You can talk to us on there. Or you can leave a comment here. Tell us what's your favorite episode of Shogun lately, and how are you still locked in on the show? I was looking at the reviews on IMDb. One of them gave it a 4 out of 10. That goes, the worst episode yet. I'm like, what?
What, for this one?
Yeah.
I don't know. People are different.
Yeah, it goes, the worst episode so far. Like, huh? Okay.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. But
people can have wrong opinions.
Yeah. That's fine. Leave a like on the video, subscribe to the channel, click the notification bell. It all helps us out so much. On the audio side of things, make sure you're leaving a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app of choice. Make sure you're following us as well. All that helps us out so much. We'll be back tomorrow in pre-recorded fashion at 12 p.m. Central Time for our review. 4 out of 10, too many subtitles.
That reminds me of the Twitter or the X post I sent you, where people don't like Shogun because they can't read.
I would not put it past them. I would not put it past them. Yeah. Tomorrow, pre-recorded, not so live show again, as we discuss the season finale of Invincible. Be there, be square. 12 p.m. Central Time. It's going to be live for everybody. While y'all are watching NXT, what's it called? Stand and Deliver. You can pull it up as well. Watch a review of Invincible. Brad, but with that said, man, excited for Mania, excited for more Shogun, mm-hmm. and let's go ahead and get him out of here.
All right, Raul, thank you for being host as always. Thank you for those joining us in chat today. Thank you to our listeners out there, our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, it's not all pleasure in the Willow World. Young Yoda out. Oops.